Your Humanities Half Hour is brought to you by the Northern Marianas Humanities Council.
And Thoreau, welcome to Your Humanities Half Hour. I'm Catherine Perry. Mother Read, Father Read is a nationally acclaimed private, nonprofit organization that combines the teaching of literacy skill with child development and family empowerment issues. Parents and children learn about the power of language to discover more about themselves, their families, and their communities. And this program is offered here in the Northern Marianas by the Northern Marianas Humanities Council. We've talked about this show before, but today we're going to look at it from a different perspective. We've invited a couple of parents and their kids to join us on today's show and share with us their experience. It's my pleasure to welcome for the first half of our show, Athens and Alex Amaro. Welcome to Your Humanities Half Hour.
Hi.
Alex, hello. Welcome to the show. Athens, I understand you first took Mother Read, Father Read about 6 years ago. How did you get involved?
The school would send out newsletters informing the parents about the other extracurricular activities that parents could join to help their kids at school. So I got the newsletter and I saw that it might benefit my son in the long run, which it did. So I went ahead and signed up for it.
And how was it for you at that time, your first time around? Was it what you expected?
It was more than what I expected. Mom, the teacher at the time was Miss Mary Jane. She's not here anymore. And it was very fun. It was very exciting when I first took it with her.
Where did you take the class? And for those listeners that aren't familiar with the program, share with us a little bit about how it works.
I took the class at WSR Elementary School. It's about 8 weeks, and you have to go to 6 of the classes, and we basically take books home every week. We have it for at least 1 week to read to our kids, and then we have activities that we could do with our kids when we get home, and we discuss it. They teach you how to properly read to your kids, how to engage them when you're reading, and how are you basically supposed to read the book to your children.
Alex, I understand you're 10 years old now. Is that correct?
Yes.
You actually are doing most of the reading on your own now, right?
Yes.
Do you remember when your mom used to read you stories when you were younger?
A little bit.
What do you remember about it?
I used to be in bed, and then she would just sit down on the end, and then she would read to me and show me the pictures.
And how did that make you feel?
Comfortable.
I can imagine getting ready for bed, feeling a little bit sleepy, and your mom's reading a story. Do you have any favorite stories?
Heckity Peg.
Heckity Peckity.
Heckity Peg.
Heckity Peg. I understand you brought that book today, and in a few minutes, I'll ask you to read it. Do you think you could read us a little bit of Heckity Peg?
Yes.
All right. Mom, what was it like reading to your child? Do you feel it changed your relationship with him in any way or his learning ability?
When I joined the Mother Read, it was because his reading level at that time wasn't for his grade. So when I joined it and then I started reading books to him, it actually improved a lot. So right now, his reading level is above his grade level.
Wow, that's quite a compliment both to you and to Alex for becoming a self-motivated reader.
Yeah, so I'm very happy when I took the class. It actually helped me be a better reader to him because he's engaged in reading the books with me. We usually make puppets sometimes, or read, I would make him read to me when we're reading books together, and I would ask questions to him just so he's engaged when we're reading the book.
Very good. So, Alex, why don't you turn to the first page of Heckity Peg and read us a few pages from this book. And again, Alex is 10 years old. Go ahead.
down the dusty roads and far away, a poor mother once lived with her 7 children, named Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Every day, before the mother went to the market, her children helped with all the chores. One morning, when they were finished, the mother said, "Because you are such good children, you may ask for anything you want, and I will bring it home from the market." The children were overjoyed and knew exactly what they wanted. Monday asked for a tub of butter, Tuesday asked for a pocket knife, Wednesday asked for a china pitcher, Thursday asked for a pot of honey, Friday asked for a tin of salt, Saturday asked for crackers, and Sunday asked for a bowl of egg pudding. The mother kissed her children goodbye and said, "Now be careful, and remember, don't let a stranger in, and don't touch fire." The children locked the door behind her and began to play.
Do you remember when your mom used to read you this story?
Yeah.
What kind of things would she ask you when she or talk to you about when she would read you this story?
I only remember the play that they did.
Tell me about the play that you did.
They took this material, then they used it, like this good material, then they used it for the to play the story in the book. Like they used the story as a script.
And this was at your school?
Who? Mother read for the week.
So you remember the play. Very good. Do you enjoy reading?
Yeah.
What's your favorite book?
The Monster Academy, and then sometimes, if I can get it, I like reading graphic novels.
So I understand, Athens, that you didn't just go to Mother Read, Father Read 6 years ago, but you've gone, or you're going again?
I think this is my 4th time.
Why go 4 times?
It's fun. It's not just to learn how to read books to your kid, but it's also how to meet other people. Maybe there's other stuff that they haven't thought before, and something new for me to learn again.
Oh, what would you say to people who maybe would like to come, they have the time to come, but they're not really sure if it's for them, or maybe they're scared?
If it's for your kids, it's something that you shouldn't be, you shouldn't have doubts about it. You should just go for it, because it will help your kid be better in reading, for them to be more. It's what I always tell my son is, when you're reading, it's like you're going on a vacation for free. So it's a chance for your kids to actually travel without you going anywhere else, and for them to be imaginative on everything else that they're doing. So they're using their imagination. There's a lot of things involved when you're reading a book to your kids, or if your kid is reading, you're increasing their vocabularies. You're using their imagination. Then you're also, when you're asking questions, you're also asking them to think more outside the box than just thinking within the story itself.
Well, you almost sound like you could be an instructor.
I don't know.
Do you feel in any way that this program has not only helped Alex, but helped you?
Yes. It helped me because I realized that I know how to read, but then it's different when you're reading to a child. So I know that helped me a lot, that I realized that there are other ways you can actually engage with your kids when you're reading a book to them.
Any final words before we go, Athens?
You should come and check out Mother Read, Father Read at the Jotun Kiju Public Library and talk to Brian or Ms. Viola.
That's right. They do have their own area there at the public library. So if you're interested, please stop by. And as Athens has mentioned, they'll be more than happy to answer your questions or let you know when the next schedule is. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Athens and Alex Amaro about their experience with Mother Read, Father Read. And we'll be back after this break with another family that has participated in the program.
Hafade, the NMI Humanities Council is compiling a photographic database of people, places, and events in the Northern Marianas before 1985. This database already includes 2,000 photos and will be available to the public for research. If you'd like to add your images to this database, we can make arrangements to scan and return your original photos. For more information, please visit our website at www.nmihumanities.org.
Half a day, this is Scott Russell of the NMI Council for the Humanities. Did you know that the Humanities Council awards community grants to support humanities programs? We are interested in educational programs that engage our community's cultural and intellectual interests. Any community organization or ad hoc group can apply. For complete guidelines and an application, visit our website at www.nmihumanities.org or call the staff at 235-4785.
Half a day, this is Eulalia Villagomez of the Northern Marianas Humanities Council. Did you know that you can donate up to $5,000 to the Humanities Council through the CNMI Education Tax Credit Program? Donations from individuals and corporations qualify and can be used to offset your local wage and salary tax, BGRT, and earnings tax. Call our office at 235-4785 to see how you can support humanities programs in our community and obtain a tax credit for your donation. Thank you, and Sisus Masi.
Half a day. Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Your Humanities Half Hour. We'd love to hear your thoughts about the show. We might even read part of your letter on the air. Please write NMI Council for the Humanities, PO Box 506437, Saipan MP 96950, or email radio at nmihumanities.org. That's radio at nmihumanities.org.
Welcome back to Your Humanities Half Hour. Today we're talking about Mother Read, Father Read, and we're sitting down with some parents that have actually gone through the program. Mother Read, Father Read is one way to help parents recognize that their own stories and stories in books are a good way to communicate with their children. Also, to understand the messages in children's stories. And as we heard in the first half of our show, a way for parents to become familiar with the many ways to use stories as a way they can improve their child's academic skills, whether it be listening, speaking, reading, writing, comprehension, critical thinking, and so much more. In this half of the show, it's my pleasure to welcome Giselle Page and 6-year-old Gabriel Retardo. Welcome to Your Humanities Half Hour.
Thank you for having us here.
Thanks for making time to come in today and share with us your experience with Mother Read, Father Read. Giselle, how did you become involved in this program?
I got involved with this when my son started Head Start. And then when the school year started, they introduced the Mother Read and the Father Read program. And I just believe it's advocacy. So I joined because I myself loves to read. And I really believe that reading can do wonder for your child.
And how was it after you took the class? What were the results with your son?
I learned how to deliver the lines in the story. And then I learned that you need to change voices as the character changes. Just pretend, and it can make your child engage while reading.
Gabriel, do you enjoy your mom reading you stories?
Yes.
What do you like about it?
When she reads me something and when I don't know what's in the book, she tells me what is it.
Do you have any favorite stories?
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
Abby Yo-Yo.
Abby Yo-Yo, what's that about?
The people in the town said to the father of the boy who plays the ukulele, get out of the town.
Oh, sounds dramatic. So, Giselle, I understand Gabriel is now reading on his own. Is that correct?
Yes. I was very happy because at the age of, when he turned 5, he was able to read a whole book by himself.
So, Gabriel, which do you enjoy better, reading on your own or having your mom read to you?
Reading by my own.
Really? That's great. Well, congratulations, Giselle, on getting your son to turn into an avid reader. So I understand you brought a book with you today, and I'd like to ask you to demonstrate for our listeners how you implement what you learn in Mother Read, Father Read. And you were actually sharing about how to even present the book physically to your children. So share with us a little bit about what you've learned.
Okay. What I have here is a Mother Read, Father Read book. It's I Wish I Were a Butterfly by James Ho, illustrated by Ed Young. It was taught in the program that when you start reading, it's very important that you read the author and the illustrator. And then you ask question firsthand, what do you see in the cover? What do you think is the story about? And so, just like this, I Wish I Were a Butterfly by James Ho, illustrated by Ed Young. What do you think is the story all about?
That a cricket wants to be a butterfly.
Really? Okay, let's go ahead.
I think he's heard this story.
I read it to him already.
Okay.
Okay, so when you read with the one or two child, have the book in front of you guys, have the kids on your lap, okay, and make it like, so they can see the picture. Okay, for the most of the crickets in Swamp Swallow Pond, sunrise was a happy time. They came out of their tunnel dark homes and celebrated the light of day with a fiddler's song. What do you see in the picture?
A cricket and the sun.
Wow.
In a very dark place.
A very dark place, right? But the littlest cricket was sad. I want to stay here, he told his mother. In the dark? She asked. What will you do in the dark? You must come outside to make music. Then I won't make music, said the littlest cricket differently. I don't have anything to sing about anyway. You don't want to come outside. You don't want to make music. The next thing you know, his mother scolded, you won't want to be a cricket. The littlest cricket sighed. Had his mother guessed his secret? I wish I were a butterfly, he said softly, but his mother didn't hear. Outside with you this minute, she said. The littlest cricket knew better than to argue. Out into the bright daylight he went, but he did not make any music. The sound of the other crickets fiddling was more than he could bear. Why are they so happy being crickets? He asked loud. Perhaps they don't know what I do. What do you see in the picture?
The cricket.
What do you like about this picture here?
Because I think he's swimming.
Swimming. Oh, okay, let's check out the pitch. And what is that you know? Asked a passing glowworm. The littlest cricket said, I know that I am ugly. All crickets are ugly. Who told you such a thing? The glowworm asked. The frog who lives at the edge of the pond. He told me that I am the ugliest creature he ever saw. Should I let him read?
Gabriel, would you like to read a little bit? Okay.
Well, said the glowworm, inspecting the little cricket with care. You are not the handsomest thing in the world, but you are far from the ugliest. Look at me. I am no beauty myself, but you would change into a lightning bug. But you will change into a lightning bug, the little cricket said. Why I'll always be a cricket, an ugly, ugly cricket. I wish I were a butterfly. There's no use wishing for what can be, said the glowworm, going on its way. Being a cricket seems fine enough for me. That's easy for him to say, said the little cricket. He will be a lightning bug one day, and the frog who lives at the end of the pond will never find him ugly.
Gabriel, that's excellent reading for being only 6 years old. You know this story, right? Can you tell us what happens at the end since we won't be able to read the whole thing?
The cricket, when he sees reflection in the pond, he will not be ugly anymore.
And what do you feel about this story?
Sad.
Why?
Because the cricket thinks he's so ugly.
But in the end, what happened?
He's not ugly anymore.
I think it's a great story. Giselle, thank you so much. I wanted to ask, for those parents that are maybe hesitant about joining, was there anything that made you uncomfortable about Mother, Father, Read, or was it all fun?
It was all fun, but I think the greatest difficulty in joining the program is the time, because some parents are working, and if their issues were like nobody will take care of their kids, they just can bring and somebody will look after their children.
Oh.
It's just an hour every session, but what you can learn from this program can go a very long way for your kids.
Well, if any of our listeners would like more information about Mother Read, Father Read, as we mentioned, they can stop by the Jōten Kidzu Public Library and talk to either Viola or Brian there, or you can email cnmimotherread@gmail.com. That's cnmimotherread@gmail.com. Any final words of inspiration or encouragement before we go?
I would encourage all parents, if they can invest time, joining the Mother Read, Father Read program is a very good investment. It's not just for their kids, but for the parents as well. They gain friends, they gain knowledge, and just learning and fun.
Very good. Gabriel, thanks for joining us today and for sharing that story with us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking in this half of the show with Giselle Page and Gabriel Retardo, and we've been talking about Mother Read, Father Read. This has been Your Humanities Half Hour. I'm Catherine Perry.
This program was supported by a We the People grant awarded to the Northern Marianas Humanities Council from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Any views, findings, conclusions, or recommendations expressed in this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily represent those of the National Endowment for the Humanities or the Northern Marianas Humanities Council.